We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield on the Cowboys Sports Network, this is the Mike Gundy Show, brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Coach Gundy Radio Show. We're here at Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium at Stillwater on a snowy Monday night. How crazy has this weather been? West Virginia coming in Saturday to take on the Cowboys, and Oklahoma State coming off a tough loss at Oklahoma 2 days ago. Cowboys fell by 1 point, and we'll be talking to Coach Gundy about that game and previewing West Virginia throughout the course of our hour-long program. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, there are two ways that you may get those to us. You can use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Or you may send your question to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice. Another note, the West Virginia kickoff is 2:30 on Saturday, in case you've missed that. The TCU game kickoff has not been set yet, but as it appears right now, it will be a night kickoff, the final game of the season at TCU. It's just a matter of whether it will be at 6 o'clock a week from Saturday on the road at TCU or 7 o'clock. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Once again, questions for Coach? Use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338, or send a tweet to us via my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Cowboy fans, next time you plan to shop in Stillwater, make sure to stop by the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. Support these great Stillwater partners that represents the StillwaterOK.org Shop and Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
Selecting the right insurance company is a huge decision. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance is different. While we offer great coverage on auto, home, life, commercial, and farm and ranch, we also have local agents in all 77 counties. Now that's huge. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today. Life insurance and annuity products are offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
Ask the doctor, remember.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods.
Dr. Pepper.
Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
We continue from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show. And if you have a question for us, again, you can send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle, my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. And again, if you can, get your questions in earlier rather than later, because we get stacked up at the end of the show and sometimes we run out of time. So we want to make sure we get to everyone's question, at least as many as we can reasonably. Coach Gundy is here with us. And as you've thought back on Saturday and had a couple of days to digest it, anything change in terms of what you thought you saw or no?
Not really. Offense played very well, as you could tell. Offensive line played the best that they've played all year as a group. And I would be honest with you, I was a little surprised. I was concerned with Dylan playing in really his first game and being down there and in that environment. You just don't know how some people are going to, some young men are going to react. And he played very well. I think he had two MAs on 80 plays, maybe something like that. And they were trying to be multiple up front as the game went on to move around and do some different things, really honestly reaching to find a way to stop us. And
right.
And sometimes it would work for them, and then sometimes it would be a big hit. So and that's usually what happens when, you, when you're into that mode defensively. And Cornelius played great. The receivers played good. I thought it was the best game that Tyron Johnson had played. Just being productive. He was physical as a blocker. He was energized into the game, made plays catching the ball, made plays after he caught the ball, was physical, played aggressive, showed a lot of leadership, to be honest with you.
That's great.
So I was very pleased with him. Tylen's done what he's done. You know, he had big numbers. Of course, I didn't know. He had whatever 200 and something yards of catches.
Yeah, 10 catches for 220.
He would have had 15 catches for 270. He had a couple drops, but
yeah.
We talk about that just like we talk about sometimes when Taylor misses throws. But when you throw the ball 51 times, chances are you're going to miss a couple when there's bad guys trying to tackle you all the time. It's not the easiest thing to do.
I suspect not.
And then Tylen twice tried to turn his head and get up the field and make right. a play without the ball. And so he's still young, and he's learning on the run. We got some really good play out of Chuba. When Hill went out, he came in and ran hard and got his first taste of, you know, real tough, hard-nosed football from a longevity standpoint. He made plays against Texas and some other people, but he didn't have to be in there all the time like he did in this game.
Yes.
JD did some things. He got kind of dinged up for a second, and so he wasn't in there as much. But and then defensively, well, you know, what I told the guys is if we would have just – calm down earlier in the game. We gave up so many easy plays, and I say easy plays knowing what I'm saying. I'm not taking anything away from them. They averaged 9.2 yards per snap going into the game. That's
yes.
not per successful snap. That's every time they snap the ball.
Which is insane.
Right.
And it could be
right.
a record in the history of the game.
They'll have a chance for it to be a record. And so, but we didn't need to give up big plays to start the game. We just weren't settled down on that side of the ball. And then we made a couple adjustments at halftime and played pretty good. Played what I would call a really good second half against an offense. We brought some guys from the second level, some athletic guys, Eamon, you know, guys that could bend their knees and be flexible and get him down, which is not easy. And then we put them in some long yardage situations, and to be honest with you, they weren't very comfortable in those situations.
They haven't been in them.
They hadn't been in them.
Well, and that was interesting. You mentioned at halftime during the interview with us, you made some adjustments defensively you liked, and that two-tiered blitz, for lack of a better mm-hmm. description, really seemed to work, where you one guy would go, and then you'd send a guy mm-hmm. from the back level at, you know, a few seconds later, and it just seemed to kind of almost – I hate to say this about Kyler Murray, but it almost seemed like it froze him up a little bit because he wasn't quite sure, okay,
well,
where do I go?
Yeah, there's two things you get out of that. It's ironic that you said a couple seconds later, but with him, you know, you generally feel like that you can get to a quarterback in 3-6 or less if you just have an average rush. If you have a good rush, you're going to get there in 2-8.
Okay.
So most throws between 12 and 15 to 18 yards are going to be 3-2 throws for an offense. And then your speed cuts, your out cuts, your quick slants and stuff, those are going to be, 2-4 to 2-8 throws. And with him, his mobility puts you in a situation where it's not unrealistic to think you have to send somebody after 3 seconds to get to him because he moves around so long that, well, that one drive they had where they threw the ball down to the running back on the 2-yard line, he was wide open in the middle of the field. He was in the backfield when the play started, and that's how far he got down the field just following the play 6-7 seconds later, and there was nobody on him. And the reason there was nobody on him is because there's nobody to cover a guy for 6-7 seconds, and
right.
especially had a guy in the backfield end up 30 yards down the field in the middle of the field. Everybody's chasing guys all over the place. So if you're not careful, it can become a little frustrating. But the point being that, so they would send a guy, and then the other guy would trigger based on the protection, and he would trigger, and I think it did work for us. It would kind of catch him off guard a little bit. And they haven't been in a lot of situations like that, and so they dump the ball off to number five, the fast guy, a lot, running, you know, right on the line
of
scrimmage.
Marquise Brown, yeah.
And it worked for him twice, and twice we tackled him. One time we should have tackled him, we didn't, but I mean, he's a fast guy and makes guys miss at times. But the other thing that was interesting is, you know, going into the game, I don't know if you and I talked about this. He had only been sacked
10 times.
Right.
Yep.
But he had only been tackled, like had a real collision, 13 times in 9 games. That's the only times he's really been touched.
Yeah.
And so that was a little bit unsettling for us, knowing the guy's played 10 games or 9 games and he's only actually been tackled 13 times where somebody tackled him. Now, he runs and slides.
Yes, and sometimes he just goes down, and that's probably planned on their part. They need him healthy.
Right.
That's,
well, and he doesn't, you know, he gets his yards and he rolls up into a ball and pops up. And so that was a little bit alarming to me that the guy had only been hit 13 times in 9 games. So
that's unbelievable.
So we actually got to him more than what most everybody did put together, because we tackled him 3 or 4 times down the field and we sacked him 3 times.
Yep.
So I'm not sure, 7 or 8 times, whatever we tackled him. Well, that's over half the times that he's even been tackled this entire year. So part of that worked.
Well, and it's interesting you say that. Pardon me. There was a school of thought, just different people that I talked to, and you're going back to that two-tiered blitz, which I'm very fascinated by, I have to admit, that the longer he stays back there, the more dangerous he gets.
Oh, no,
by
no doubt.
Bringing that second tier, it's a way to counter that longevity just sitting back there, because now he's got to think instead of just like, okay, where am I going? And he's in control.
Well, the adjustment that was made was, no matter how difficult it is for our guys and how long it's going on to stay in coverage, you got to stay in coverage. And we're going to bring 3 guys and then 4 and then 5. But you other 6 guys got to stay in coverage. I don't care what he does. I don't care where he runs. I don't care what it looks like. Until you know that he's past the line, you have to stay in coverage, because that's where he gets you. Takes off and you think, and then he, you know, he'll run at an angle toward the line of scrimmage at a 45 degree angle, like he's taking off, and then he'll boomerang and turn right, and he'll go back at a 45 degree angle and run 10 yards sideways, and you come off of coverage, he'll throw it down the field.
Yeah.
And that's not by accident. He knows what he's doing.
Sure.
And so he's crafty at what he does. But you know, that was a long answer for, in the second half our guys settled down. We covered. We did a better job of containing him. We put him in long yardage situations, which wasn't their cup of tea. Not anybody's, but they hadn't been in that situation. And then we gave up some run, though. They ran the counter play, and they're double pulling, and we don't have enough guys in there for that. We're a 1.5 and sometimes 2 people short. So you have to bend somewhere, and we said, okay, we're going to rally back to the pull play and try to tackle those guys for 6 and 7 yard gains, but we're not going to give up another guy running down the middle of the field and let him throw it over our head. And so we just tried to say give and take, and it's not easy to do, because you're saying, well, they're just doing it and doing it. But you know, the interesting thing is, Dave, all offensive coach, not all offensive, most of us coach offense, we never just keep taking the easy stuff. We always think we got to call another play.
Why is that?
They just do it. You know, my mom, she's watched millions of football games in her life and lived through 2 quarterbacks at the high school and college level and 2 coaches at this level, and she asks a question every time. How come y'all just don't call the same play? It works every time, and you call it again. Call it again, and coaches just don't do it. They just go to something else. And I was worried about Lincoln, who's a, you know, he's a great play caller. I was worried about him just calling the counter until they got in the end zone. We didn't stop it.
Right.
I think somebody said we gave up, it was 7.9 yards every time they handed the counter off. So my math's not great, but you get 3 downs to get a first down, and you get 7.9 3 times, that's almost 23 yards.
Yeah, you're in pretty good shape.
You're going to get a first down. And so we were fortunate, I guess, that they didn't keep doing it, because people say, well, why can't you stop it where they're pulling 2 people, so you got an extra. When you pull two guys, you get an extra gap on the other side offensively, but then you have to defend him. you can't just chase the counter down the line. Like a lot of times if it's like Mason, if we had Mason playing and we run the pole play, you can chase it down the line and they'll say, okay, we're going to chase the back of the polar and run the guy down from behind. We're going to submarine the polars. We're going to try to create a pile and run the ball carrier down. Because if Mason pulls it or whoever, we're not as concerned. The safety can come down and get him for 4 or 5 yards and get a hit on the quarterback. With him, if you chase it down, he'll pull it and take off and run. That's the difference.
You might hit his head on the goalpost when it's over with.
Yeah, you might not be able to tackle him. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a safety in a position with him having, 8 to 10 yards of width to work with, and it's just he and I to try to tackle him. I wouldn't think that'd be a very good matchup.
Understood.
I mean, he is what it is. It's hard to blow him in a phone booth, much less out in space. So that's why that play's so difficult. I get it from my dad on the phone. I got it from Gage, my 14-year-old. Nobody can stop the counter. I said, let me explain to you what the problem is. They're gaining a gap and a half. That's why a pole play, football is about leverage and angles. It's still the best play in football because if I can block you down a pole and get an extra guy over here, it's a better football play. And now if he can keep it and possibly run around, the backer's got to get over the top or somebody's got to run it down from behind. So you're a man short over here and you're a man and a half short over here for most part. And everybody else has to cover the pass because he'll pull it and throw it too. They'll pull two people, and he'll ride it in there and step back and throw the ball down the middle of the field if your safety gets down too low. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And that's a reason why they've been so successful with that play the last couple of years. They ran it with Baker, but he would keep it some, but he wasn't as much of a threat to go the distance. So there were teams that would run them down from behind. They'd take that chance. They'd take that backside five technique and they'd flatten them down the line. We're getting off on a tangent here on this, but
no, this is good.
I've studied it to watch it myself. Kansas a year ago took the five technique, who was playing on the outside of the tackle, who was pulling to the right, and they ran him behind the linebackers and showed up on the other side over there with the puller on the other side of the field last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Instead of coming down flat, he ran over the top behind, right behind his linebackers and came on the other side of the formation with the polars to play the play. And then the linebacker stayed on the backside to protect against Baker.
How'd that work?
They had some success with it.
Interesting.
Sure did.
Really interesting.
But they were a little bit more of a trained three down team where they had a different guy at a different level that had more access.
Right.
But I had not ever seen that done. Now, other coaches on defense say, oh, yeah, we've seen that done a bunch. I said, well, I haven't seen that done in 20 years. It worked pretty good. But overall, I wish we would have kicked better. And nobody wants to kick better, than Matt does. He knows it. So, and I think if he can just clear his mind, because it's obviously he's got the skill and the ability to kick, and he's gotten into a funk where it's no different than when you start hitting your wedge and your sand, your chili dipping it, and then you step up to it and you're 80 yards out. It should be a nice little wedge shot, and you chili dip it. And then the next time you step up to it,
I know what that feels like.
You don't feel very good about it.
Yeah, I know exactly.
And then
what
after
that feels
you do
like.
It, in most cases, you tell yourself mentally, "I knew I was going to do that." Well, that's probably what's happening to him in the kicking. We got to get him out of that. I don't have that answer. I'm not a kicker, but I know that he can overcome that, and so we have to go with him and hope that he can overcome it and be stronger mentally. But overall, we asked the guys to compete, to go down into a hostile environment, stand tall, and say, "Here we are. We're going to go blow for blow with you, and we want to play smart football." We eliminate the penalties and play under control with good body posture and good knee bend, so we don't grab face masks and so on and so forth. And it was one of the most surprising games for me. Because, as you know, we talked all last week that, it's hard for me to get over being undisciplined and not playing smart football. Sometimes you lose a game, the other team beats you, or they make the play, or this last game they made the last play. There was 200 plays in the game, they made the last one, we didn't. That didn't bother me near as much as what happened at Baylor.
Sure.
Baylor, that wore me out. And so those things, there is no moral victories, and I don't settle for being losing by a point or, you know, I mean, I think people know me. But I also understand the improvement that they made just in that time. And so it kind of made me feel guilty for not stressing it enough earlier as a coach. I must not have been doing a good enough job, because that's all I talked about last week, and they played a lot better and played a lot smarter.
Yeah.
And played with more confidence. So I learned again, you know, and we learn all through life that that's the one area that I can never put aside and stress it over and over and over and over and over. And so that's one thing we'll keep doing, and hopefully it'll work, because they made unbelievable strides in that area in a much more pressure-packed, hostile environment than what they've played in the last eight games.
Yeah. Have a question kind of related to that in a roundabout way. You know, wondering, and this fan saying congrats on a great effort, even though you came up a point short, how difficult is it for players to recover mentally after losing a game like that to your big rival and playing another top 10 team this week?
You know, it's interesting with young people today. And we went over 2 weeks ago the James Franklin story, where I thought I was going to give him this great speech about all the different things, and none of them actually saw it. They live in their own world now. Things are go by fast for them. They live in a social media world that whatever's on their phone is the new thing, and when it's gone, it's over, and something else is new. That's just the way it is.
So
I don't like that.
Things don't linger like they did with even 10 years ago, you don't think?
Even 2 years ago.
Really?
It's getting worse and worse, in my opinion. I'm not saying worse. I'm just saying the kids nowadays, like these young people over here sitting here, they live in a world of somewhat artificial, based on what they hear or read, and then they go to the next thing.
It's disposable. It's a disposable world, basically.
It's just moves fast, and that's kids. I got two of them. You know, I got one in college, and I got a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, and I try to stress the things that I don't think are productive in society today, which is social media and all the bullying and all the junk that's out there, and my own kids do it. I mean, and I'm trying to get them off of it. And so basically, what to answer the text question is, I don't think it's going to concern them at all. They were hurting in the locker room, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Anytime that we pay the price in life and try to do something and pay a great put our time and effort in it, and you come up a little short, there should be some pain involved, or then obviously we're not in the right business.
Right.
But they were great last night. They came back. They practiced hard. Their attitude was good. You know, the coaches have to coach and lead. I mean, we've been through this in our life, and if we can't do that, then we're in the wrong business. I mean, you know, I know people don't like to say it, put your big boy pants on and grow up. Okay, let's go coach and let's lead these young men. And so I don't see it being an issue at all.
Time for a break. And remember, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union, or at any of five Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone store. Or remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. And the home of our Coach Gundy radio show, as well as the basketball show featuring head coach Mike Boynton, is right here at Slim Chickens at 1011 North Boomer Road. Hey, this weekend, weather's going to be some better, 2:30 game. You may not want to mess with doing all that much cooking-wise. So let Slim Chickens take care of your crowd with the tailgate pack. Give them a call here, and they'll get you hooked up. 405-372-2326. Slim Chickens, proud to support the Pokes. Again, if you have a question for Coach Gundy, we have one via our text number right now, waiting for Coach Gundy. We'll get to that when we return. You can send your question via text to 405-747-0338, a service of Academy Sports and Outdoors, or feel free to use my text handle to send your question in. And the Twitter handle is @GoPokesVoice. Twitter handle, I should say. Send it to @GoPokesVoice. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens. It's Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret that they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you, because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Go Pokes!
Snacks for the road at Ampride. Stop in and get them quick groceries you need at Ampride. And all those last-minute things you forgot to get before heading out to the lake or going on your family vacation at Ampride. You can fill up your car with ethanol-free Cenex gas. Fill up your tummy with Ampride's Food Express Deli. And made extra easy and extra convenient because Ampride has so much parking, it's incredible. All this and then some more at easy, convenient Ampride Travel Plaza. In Perkins, on the corner where Highway 33 meets 177.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Did you know when you attend Northern Oklahoma College in Stillwater, you get everything you need for a small campus feeling with big campus resources? Welcome to the NOC-OSU Gateway Program, a partnership for a complete college education and experience. Gateway students take classes in Stillwater while enjoying resources like student clubs, athletics, transit system, university housing, and opening in fall 2018, the new NOC classroom building. After earning 24 credit hours, students can make a smooth transition to Oklahoma State University. Visit gateway.okstate.edu to apply. Northern Oklahoma College, life changing.
Whether you're looking for a burger before the game or a place to celebrate another Cowboys win with the family, University Dining Service has you covered. With more than 30 individual restaurants on campus, there's something to feed every Cowboy. Fresh sushi daily, 100% local, never frozen burgers, Oklahoma favorites, and more. At our table, you're always family. So pull up a chair and dig in. Visit dining.okstate.edu for more information. University Dining Services, where the Cowboys dine.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, clunk, 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 clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
We continue with Slim Chickens, Coach Gundy Radio Show. Good grief, it's cold outside. Had about 2-3 inches of snow in Stillwater today. You may have seen really cool picture at Boone Pickens Stadium today where they created a sign in the snow that said Wallace for Biletnikoff. That was cool, Coach. Now, did you go out and do that work? The snow shoveling that created the message?
I know. I was teasing them.
I know how you are. You might have went out and done that.
Yeah, I was teasing them today that our sports media people did a great job in doing that. And, you know, they do an awesome job in staying ahead of the curve and different things with all the Twitter accounts that we have to do for recruiting and things. And that was an awesome idea today, and it was pretty cool. So it took them a while. I guess they were out there like 2 hours.
Were they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went up to the top of the stadium. I didn't know about it before we taped the TV show, before your news conference. I went up just to get a picture to put on Twitter of the snow on the field. Then I saw this message like, what the heck? How cool is that?
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Pretty neat. Yeah, yeah, it was. So I thought that was a great idea for them to do that and got a little bit of coverage. So it worked out really well for Tylan.
Yeah, we'll go back to Tylan in a moment. Want to get to this question from one of our fans first. Curious why Cornelius took a blindside hit on a false start penalty on the last drive, and there was no additional penalty. Obviously, went ahead and scored, but seemed like a dangerous play that should have been flagged. You remember the one he's speaking of?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to remember, too.
Maybe I took my eyes off of it. It was that late. I would hate to speak on it because I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember as well. I can look up the running play-by-play.
Well, I think it's the one where if they're talking about the one where the center didn't snap the ball, everybody moved and he didn't snap the ball, but I didn't know that he took a hit on that play. I remember the play, but I didn't know that he took a hit on that. I must have taken my eyes off of him.
Yeah, I'm sure otherwise you would have been on mm-hmm. that, obviously. You mentioned Dylan Galloway. You know, a young man, just a second start, mm-hmm. have kind of out there and taking over for guys that have been injured. And it's funny, sometimes during your career, and it's only been two games, we don't want to get carried away, but Lane Taylor, who of course now starts for the Green Bay Packers, was a guy that was on the scout team and pulled up to the big squad. Next thing you know, he's starting, and the rest is history. I remember 2014, I think it was Jesse Robinson that got inserted into the lineup late in the year.
That's right.
And the offense seemed to improve. And again, Jesse wasn't all Big 12 or anything, but there was improved performance by the line as a result. Could this be the case with Dillon, where for whatever reason those parts fit together better or his skills match up better? I mean, what do you make of that through just two games that we've seen?
Well, that would be a great hit for us. And I am surprised that he was able to play as well as he did. But you know, the one thing that we always say in coaching, I don't know who else says it, but I've said it, I've noticed it in being a head coach, that sometimes guys will play better than you think when they're just in there and they have to do it. Meaning that most of these young people today, when they're in a role where they're a backup or they rotate in, they're not as disciplined and focused in preparation as the guy that's out there starting, and so they just don't look as good at times in practice. I've seen that a number of times. And then when they get in there, they actually play pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, he's at a position where it's not as common. Wide receiver or a running back or maybe a corner or somebody can have a little more of effect. But when you throw a guy in at left tackle for the first time, and that's a little different. So I was very pleased with his ability to perform and play at a high level. But then when I would walk down and talk to him, the group of linemen sitting on the bench in between series, I kind of expected a little bit of the deer in the headlight look with him, but he was fine.
How about that?
He was just fine, and that's the way he played. So
wow.
That's good news for us. You know, Hambright, I don't know, you know, when he comes back. But, you know, the exciting part of that is he needs to play that way again this week. You know, there'll be a real challenge with West Virginia. Their front, in my opinion, is every bit as good as Oklahoma's, maybe better. I don't know. We'll find out after the game. But so he's got a couple years left. I think he's only a sophomore. I'm not sure. Maybe been in the program for two or three years. But I believe he's just a sophomore. So this could be some valuable experience for him and getting good quality play out of him.
Yeah, redshirt sophomore.
Right. And, you know, you have, you know, Keys coming back, 72's coming back, Tevin's coming back. So, you know, maybe we got four guys coming back next year that are starter. You know, we didn't expect that after this season. You know, we expected to not to be in that situation. So, but I was pleased with his willingness to compete and keep and have composure so he could play.
You know, and again, we've only got two games in, but when someone at any position sort of emerges, you know, almost completely unexpectedly and performs well, have you noticed over the years that can elevate the performance of the entire position group? Because for whatever reason, they're probably expecting a drop-off. I mean, players know. I mean, don't
no,
you? I
oh,
mean,
oh,
they
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I mean, they know when there's a drop-off. And
sure.
Then all of a sudden it's like, hey, this guy's doing okay. Can that kind of shove guys another notch forward, or is that maybe too much to expect?
No, you know what's interesting is the one guy that knows it more than anybody, and I know it because I've lived that life, is the quarterback. When you play musical chairs with the guys that are up front protecting him, which we have this year, Taylor's been awesome. It's not fazed him at all. So I would guess that now he feels pretty good, at least about what's going on for this week, because this will really be the first week that we're not unsettled going
right
into Tuesday's practice.
Right.
I mean, the last 6 weeks, something's happened. One guy, so we've had an issue and had to move a guy and hope the other guy gets better on Thursday, and it's been kind of a mess. And when you don't practice full speed with the guys that are going to play, it's just not the same. So as a group, they should develop a little confidence in that, I would think. So I don't think that's too far off of a statement of what you said about them and believing in themselves.
had a text question come in. Very simply, what can you tell us about Justice Hill, his status?
Well, there's not anything. We've had all of his x-rays and CAT scans and all the different things they do, and he's clear. He's sore. I mean, he's got, you know, when you take a hit to the midsection like that, and then they check to make sure that you don't have anything broken, he's sore, and so I can't imagine that he would practice tomorrow. They said he'll be better every day, you know, almost like a hip pointer for the most part in this rib area. If he's better, get a little bit of something out of him Wednesday and maybe Thursday, and we'll see how he feels on Saturday. If not, then JD and Chuba and LD got to roll with it.
Very good. Time for a break, and remember, the Coach Gundy Radio Show brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of OSU Athletics, and they remind you to enjoy responsibly. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, two ways to get those questions to us. You can use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Again, you can text your question to that number, or feel free to use my Twitter handle to submit your question, and my Twitter handle is @GoPokesVoice. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium. It's a Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
Hey y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here,
which means it's tailgating season.
Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Cowboy fans, you haven't had just any hot dog at Boone Pickens Stadium. You've had a Schwab dog, and you can bring the flavor home. Schwab products are available year-round at your local Brahms Fresh Market, Homeland Grocery, and Love's Travel Stops. Since 1912, Schwab Meat Company has used only the finest ingredients and real hardwood hickory smoke. Visit SchwabMeat.com to view our lineup of quality products, recipes, or ship to friends and family across the country. Schwab Meat Company, official hot dog of OSU Athletics.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens. Glad you're with us. West Virginia here for a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. We do not know the kickoff time for TCU in the regular season finale in Fort Worth, Texas as of yet. So we're hearing 7 o'clock. Has it now been set? Did they set it?
Yeah, it's a night game.
Sure. I knew it was a night game. I knew it was between 6 or 7. Yeah. So apparently they've gone ahead and set it. So yeah. Any rate, we'll play a night game down there. Had a question come in from our text number, which is 405-747-0338. How do you address the inconsistency in performance, you know, from one week to the next? How do you do it?
If I knew, I'd already solved it by now. I've joked about raising kids and three of them come out of my house, supposed to be with the same mom and dad, and they're all different. And I don't understand that either. So what we do is we continue to nurture and bring them along and teach them and coach them. And the only thing that I can say is that they're the one consistency with play not being the same throughout a season a lot of times is inexperience in youth. I will say that because you don't really know what you're going to get. And then once they develop a little bit, you start to get some consistency. See, we've been spoiled the last 2 years with mature players on offense at skill positions that you knew what you were going to get every Saturday. Didn't make a difference where you played, who you played,
yeah,
any of that. And then defensively, we had some guys with the Trey Flowers and Whitener and Vincent Taylor and guys, Emmanuel, guys that were mature and had played 2 and 3 years. And so you kind of knew what you were getting. Well, now you got three safeties playing that were in high school last year. You got a quarterback that's just now starting to figure football out because he's played 9 games. And Gage, my 14-year-old, said coming home in the bus Saturday night, he said, dang, if Taylor had one more year, got to be pretty dang good because he's had experience. And I didn't think about that, but he's right. I mean, look how much better he is now than he was 5 games ago just from experience.
Now, speaking of that, now, I may be way out of line here, but I'm curious because he seems to be getting a lot better pretty quickly. He's now thrown 128 straight passes without an interception. That's one illustration. You think an NFL team will give him a look or no?
I used to have a good, decent feel for what NFL guys are looking for. Now I don't really know anymore anyway. Obviously, they want size and speed and strength and then potential. We all know that.
Because he has the three things you just said, size, to some degree, speed, and strength, right? Those three things.
The funny thing, Dave, about quarterbacks in the NFL is there's 32 teams, right?
Yes.
And so there has to be 96 guys that can play quarterback well enough at some point they have to come in and make a play. And there's not 96 people walking the face of the earth that are good enough to play consistently at that level. It's hard to do. And even the ones that are good at it, let's say that, let's use the quarterback from Penn State that's had a lot of success and been a heck of a college football player.
Yep.
He's 6 foot tall. So are they going to give him a look? They're not going to be real fired up about it.
But the Browns took Baker Mayfield.
No, that's what I'm saying. And he's one heck of a college football player. I'm not taking anything from him. But
right.
What I'm saying is how many guys are out there that are 6'3 or 6'4 that have a strong enough arm, who have been durable enough and can throw the ball well enough to say that they can throw it into a tight window versus man coverage, because that's what you're going to have to do in the NFL. There's not that many guys out there.
Yeah.
So that's a long answer for, I would say that he has somebody to bring him into camp.
Yeah, it's interesting. You said, the last thing you said, I had one longtime college coach say to me a couple weeks ago that from what he hears from scouts, maybe the biggest thing, or certainly one of the very big things, is he willing to throw the ball into tight space?
Yeah,
if he is, then, hey, it's an option. If he won't, no way. Forget it.
And that's not something, I guess over a period of time you could train a guy to do that, but there's a confidence level that a player has. Like when I got home last night, I was watching the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, whatever, of Dallas and Philadelphia. And that quarterback for the Eagles, he'll throw the ball into a tight spot right there, and he does it time after time after time. One time last night he did it, and his arm was back in the throwing position, and the defensive lineman had his wristband. He had his play wristband and pulled off his arm, and he still finished the throw and hit a guy dead on the run 12 yards down the field with a guy right on him. And another guy was holding his wristband while he was throwing the ball, and the wristband was still on him.
Wow.
So that's what you get at that level if you're going to play at that level. And and Taylor is not scared to throw the ball into a tight window. And so,
who's the best at doing that that you've coached?
Well, Whedon would do it. I mean, you know,
he has a strong arm. Yeah, he didn't care.
Mason was not scared to let the ball go. That's why those guys liked him, because he wasn't scared to let the ball go. And Taylor's not either. And he just keeps getting better and better. So it's a good thing for him, you know.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with more. And if you have a question for Coach Gundy, just got a few minutes left to get that in. You can send it via text at 405-747-0338 or send it to my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. We'll take a break and come back in a moment. First, remember, OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens. Glad you're with us tonight as we talk Cowboy football. And a question from a fan came in. Who on the West Virginia staff is part of your coaching tree? Obviously, the head coach is Dana. Joe Wickline.
Wickline's there. Dana's there. The guy calling plays.
Spavital was here. With Dana, yep.
It seemed like there was one more. Now, at one time, there was six. And those guys have kind of branched out and gone somewhere else.
Right.
But I think there's four. I don't know who the other one is.
Maybe I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Yeah. But yeah. At any rate, someone just curious about that. Speaking of West Virginia, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, but their defensive structure is unique. And for people that may not remember, what makes it unique and challenging?
Well, they're a 3-3 stack, and then a real multiple out of the back end with pressures at times. the one area that makes Tony a little different is that he's willing to bring more in a blitz than you have in protection, and then take the chance and play man coverage with no help in the back end. You don't see a lot of that now in this league because of all the skill set at quarterback, receiver, and running back, but he's done it consistently in his time at West Virginia, and then the tape that I've seen this year, he's done it again. And he'll do it against us because he did it against Texas multiple times. Texas's quarterback is mobile and can run. They have receivers, big, long, tall guys, and they played man on them. And now when he did it, it hurt him. They gave up some big right. plays in zero blitz, but he still does it, and he's going to do it. So you're into a little different game. OU was not favorable with the blitz. You know, they kind of stayed back for the most part and built a net. They brought it some, but that's not what they wanted to do. But this guy will take his shot and do it. And if you can't figure it out and you can't find a way to be successful against it, then he'll do it again.
One final question as we wrap things up here in the next minute or so. How much better is Will Greer now at quarterback than he was a year ago from what you've seen?
You know, it's a good example of what I talked about with Taylor and the fact that he's played, his first year?
At WVU, yes.
And then he got, you know, he played about, what, 9-10 games and got hurt?
Yeah, that's right.
And then so this year he's considerably different in my opinion, and I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. And he's got those reps now.
Right, right.
I don't think he ever played much at Florida enough to talk about. I think it was Florida where he
was.
Yeah,
it was. That's right.
So he got here and set a year and then played and got some valuable experience. And then now he's gotten a lot of reps. He's probably in the 1,600, 1,700 play number at this point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at about 1,500 is when quarterbacks usually start to figure it out a little bit and get a little more comfortable. And so he's playing with confidence now.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Have a great week.
Okay, thank you.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy. We'll take our final break, come back to wrap things up after this from Slim Chickens. It's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement. Free to download at mercy.net/OSU guide. It explains what joint replacement involves so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OSU guide and get back to living fully.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These Stillwater businesses, proud partners of the VisitStillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. And the official grocery partner of Cowboy football is Homeland. Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Well, hopefully this Saturday will be one to remember. West Virginia will be here, 2:30 kickoff. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:30. It's senior day here at Oklahoma State, the final home game for the Cowboys. The regular season finale, of course, is Thanksgiving Saturday on the road at TCU. Before then, we have Cowboy basketball for you here on the network Wednesday night. Cowboys trying to bounce back after a tough opening loss at Charlotte. Cowboys had a big lead in the second half and unable to hold on to it. They'll face UTSA, formerly known as Texas San Antonio, at Gallagher-Iba Arena at 7. And then if you want to make a great weekend out of it, you can watch football Saturday, and then the Cowboys will host an NCAA tournament team on the hardwood, Charleston, on Sunday afternoon at 3. Thanks for spending this Monday evening with us. Stay warm. We'll talk to you later in the week. This has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens at Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs, Charlie's Discount Drug, Discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.